Black Studies Professor, Queen is Symbol of White Supremacy, University Employing Him Racist. By Jack Montgomery on June 13, 2021. Fresh from branding the Queen the world's number one symbol of white supremacy, Britain's inaugural professor of Black Studies has accused the university which created his position of institutional racism. Media darling Kehinde Andrews has revealed that he has ended up in a disciplinary after. As he tells it, he and a colleague reported an alleged incident of racial harassment, declaring that racism in higher education is an occupational hazard. Andrews told the left-wing ex-newspaper The Independent that he is being investigated for an alleged act of aggression. The physically unimposing academic complains that this has happened because he is being racialized as The Independent paraphrases, someone who poses a threat as a black man. My dignity at work has been deeply undermined based on racist assumptions that I have spent my life having to avoid, Andrews told the ex-paper. Employer Birmingham City University, for its part, has denied any allegations of ill treatment, but is refusing to elaborate on the situation because legal action has been commenced. Andrews is a frequent face in the British broadcast media, denouncing Western and in particular British history and institutions as racist, white supremacist, and so on, and often occasioning public backlash for his arguably extreme views, but is never far from his next high-profile appearance. In recent days, for example, he was wheeled out to weigh in on moves by graduate members of the Middle Common Room, MCR, at Magdalen College, Oxford, to pull down a portrait of Her Majesty the Queen, Elizabeth II, as an unwelcome symbol which represents recent colonial history. Naturally, Professor Andrews backed the students to the hilt, and even exceeded them in rhetorical zeal, saying that the 95-year-old monarch doesn't just represent modern colonialism. The Queen is probably the number one symbol of white supremacy in the entire world. A born-to-rule elite of this really white family. The head of the Commonwealth, which is actually the empire, he railed. Challenged on the idea that the Commonwealth of Nations, a loose, UN-like forum comprised largely of former British colonies, although Mozambique, which was never part of the empire, also chose to join, is a continuation of imperial rule. The academic was unmoved, insisting that the Commonwealth is just the empire. It may have changed slightly, but countries like Jamaica are a part of the Commonwealth because their economies are still heavily dependent on colonial ideas and practices, Andrews alleged, although the argument seems dubious. As the Commonwealth is not a trade bloc and membership does not confer tariff-free trade etc. with the United Kingdom. Other claims against Britain and the wider West made by Andrews in recent years include his assertion that America is a racist project, that Sir Winston Churchill is the perfect embodiment of white supremacy, and that the Enlightenment was little more than white identity politics. He has also called for England's St. George's Cross flag to be scrapped and for the English patriotic anthem Land of Hope and Glory to be renamed Land of Racism and Servitude, among other things. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.